Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank that you need today. I'm joined with two young people representing a local charity. That charity goes by the name of Hope. Good afternoon, guys. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm okay.
Good afternoon, Kelly. How are you doing, man?
You good?
Hi there. Somewhat.
Well, it's good because the faces are familiar. I know you guys very well. Mr. Diodoni is actually my cousin. And of course, we have Titania, Miss Brown, right? She's a former student of the South Louis Community College. And from the time I saw you at the school, I saw you around the school, I knew that you had something about you.
Right.
I'm curious. You know, I know both of you have hospitality background, yes. Actually going to the hospitality sector at the school,
yeah.
And of course completing your respective programs as well. So
yeah. We both of us did the same program, or I can't remember. I did food and beverage operations.
Yes, we did.
Okay, so let's start right here. Tell me a little bit about yourself. We're gonna start with Miss Brown.
Okay, so I'm Titania Brown, past student of SAFA, as Mr. Khalid said. I am a youth leader, student leader, a member of many clubs and organization, which for sure I take one of them very seriously and to heart, which is helping our people in Tio. I also own a small baking business. I'm a dedicated youth and a outgoing youth.
Okay, we're dialing back to you in a little bit. We're moving on to Mr. Diodoni. Let's go.
All right. So, hi, my name is Shane Diodoni. I'm a former student of the South Louis Community College. Now, currently a teacher of Camille Henry for going on 2 years now. Yeah.
2 years? You serious?
2 years.
The years passing through here.
As I know, right? But I'm a dedicated youth. I love helping people, which is why I joined Hope, just to help people and to see a better youth in St. Lucia.
Okay, but I mean, it's not just so you're deciding to just go ahead and start a charity or form a charity or join a charity. So why?
You know what struggle is. And you see people on the streets and you hear them asking, we'll not say begging, we hear them asking for a dollar, we hear them asking to buy something to eat. And it's not easy to just walk away or turn away and say no. It's not easy to just pass them straight, and you know they're hungry.
That's
and
true,
sometimes, yeah. Or some days, you know how it feels to be hungry.
Okay.
And without having help. You know, some people like ourselves, sometimes we're afraid to go out and ask for help. But we prefer them ask, then they go and steal or do something that they're not supposed to do. We'll not say we're soft-hearted, we're not.
You would say soft-hearted, that's a good word to use. I think it's a good place to start as well, you know, soft-heartedness. You know, that's a good way. Shane, how about you? Why Hope? What inspired you to go into that direction?
Well, for me, I joined Hope after Magadi passed. Because when I saw the... before I move on, I say I really want to see rest in peace, Magadi. Mm-hmm. You know, long live a living legend. Mm-hmm. But when I saw the unity that Hope brought to represent Magadi, I say, you know what? I want to be there. Like, I want to just, even though I'm there already, I just want to be part of that group. Like, and then when I asked my friend at the time, I didn't know Titania. Mm-hmm. When I asked my friend at the time, and she told me what Hope was about, and how did I get in contact with Titania and stuff. And that's how I joined Hope. I joined Hope just to help our people, just to bring whatever I can do to help people, I do it. Even though just for me, for example, I will share my laundry for coworker. For if I see that coworker doesn't have lunch, I share with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure that they have something to eat for that day.
Well, that's something that comes, I guess, from a Christian background as well. We speak about corporate works of mercy. That's something that they preach within any
Christian household.
Christian household. You learn that, you know. that's good basic principles. But I think that Hope embodies some of these principles as mm-hmm. well. So where did Hope come from? Who started Hope? You know, where did the idea come from? Was it just someone just got up and said, okay, let me just start a charity? You understand? I'm a young person. I just feel like I want to start a charity to help other young people. Was it that? Or did somebody actually go through something? You know, some of the experiences help you develop into somebody new, and that mm-hmm. probably helps you to create things. You understand? You become somewhat a creative, right? So where did Hope come from?
Okay, so Hope actually began in 2019, December 20th, 2019. Our founder, which is Diego Laugen, I cannot tell you his personal story, but for sure he got up one morning and decided, I do not like to see people struggle in St. Lucia. St. Lucia is very small, and when you walk around, you see many people on the streets. That's true, he decided, yeah. I do not like that. So he posted an Instagram story, social media, big up social media. And he asked for a team to come together with not knowing a name, not knowing what exactly he wants to do, but to come together just for the aim of giving back to St. Lucia. And we decided, whoever was interested contacted him. He gave us a location, which was Rituals Coffee House. Thank you to Rituals for having us. And then at that meeting, that very first meeting on the 28th, we came up with our name. We came up with our very first executive, how we'll want our design to be, and what exactly we'll want to do for the country. And then so forth, so said, and then in February of 2020, we had our very first activity, which was lunch with the elderly at the St. Lucie's home.
Okay. Well, I see some information here from, of course, the biography that you guys presented. Shortly after, I mean, 2020, everybody knows 2020. Yeah. 2020 is now synonymous with, you know,
all that big thing.
Yeah, that big thing, that thing that really affected our generation, would you say? Just right? So, 2020, COVID came about, and of course, I think things went in a pause, that's with everything else.
Yes.
I mean, shortly after, I'm seeing that the organization went on somewhat of a, not a tangent, but decided to branch out into different things, right? And that, I think, would be attributed to the death of one of your members, or founding members, Mr. Joseph. And his name is down on your shirts as well. You know, so, again, challenges.
A lot
of challenges. Would you like to speak about some of these challenges that you guys faced starting up this non-profit?
Well, for me, I came in in 2020, 2021, and then one challenge I noticed is that even though we reach out to the youth, it's just for the youth to understand where we're coming from, basically. Like, for us to just, for them to get a better understanding of what Hope actually is, which I'm thankful for. Big up you, Same Speed, for having us on this afternoon. But yeah, I think that's one of our main challenges, just for people to understand what Hope is. Because I think when people hear the word Hope, or hear helping our people enjoy, they're just like, what is that?
Church.
There's a church group. A church group, that's it.
It didn't come from the church, huh?
But that's what people think.
That's what people think. The church has your faith, hope, and charity. Yes, yeah. That's it. The word is somewhere there, but it means something. It's not just Hope, the word, but helping our people endure. Yeah. Right? And of course, what a better time to really start with that charity than 2020. That's one of the times, one of the hardest times in recorded history, at least in the last 25 to 30 years, that people have had to endure. We saw spikes in prices. We saw goods not being available to one another. And of course, people being locked inside, which really had a mental impact on a lot of people, including youth. I mean, you see it still today with the grades and how people do mathematics. I think your group
would have... What happened to that teacher?
Nah, I'm serious. That's the thing. It's a long-lasting impact. And we call them the COVID students, right? About now, probably in September.
That's right. I can speak to that.
That's the end of COVID students. I think the students coming in September, they have no excuse, right? So for the past 3 years, I'm serious. You would have students coming in and the mathematics wasn't good. You understand? I wouldn't call myself a math teacher, but I teach a lot of math, right? And I see it.
I agree 100%.
It's a huge problem, and of course we saw the advent of a lot of different things with COVID, but again, Hope came out of that, right? So let's go into the difficult questions now, right? I wouldn't say difficult, but what are some of the projects that Hope has gone about, you know, within the last 2 to 3 years? Yeah, I would even go to the past 5 years, because I know that It started off a little rocky with COVID. So what are some of the projects that you guys went about doing in the last 3 years?
Okay, so we did or we doing soup Sundays, a lot of soup Sundays in the city. Castries, Viewport, Souffre.
So you're going island-wide?
Island-wide.
Okay. Our three main points. We're trying to touch the little communities like Rosu.
You need to. I don't
know.
We're touching them.
We've done hamper drives, back-to-school drives, stationery-wise, and food-wise. One of our very big projects.
I think was.
Thanks to Mr. Khalid for supporting me for it. Was our workshop for students last year.
I was part of that. I had a little, was I the guest speaker?
I was the MC.
I felt like I gave an entire talk.
Yes, probably, you did.
You know, people say I could talk. I can't talk. You understand? I think that's probably why I'm on the show. But I can't talk.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, but I remember that was a fantastic initiative. I didn't think I stayed for the entire day, but I was there for the first half of the day. I mean, with a good bit of students, I think over 20 something people.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. On a Saturday. It's very difficult for you to get people to come out. You understand? And
that's a lot of hard work, you know.
It's a lot of hard work. You probably have to
call the schools
and try to lobby and beg and try to get people out. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not football or cricket, and even then, you know, it's really hard to get students out on a weekend. You know, on a weekday, probably they'll leave school. Take an opportunity to beast or something like that.
Yeah.
You see, to leave and come in on a Saturday, I think it was a good representation. But I think we could do better.
We can.
There's always room for improvement. Yes,
last year was our first year to try, see how
we tried to do it last year. We did it last year, but we're going to do another one this year, right, Didi?
Yes.
We're going to do another one this year, hopefully in August.
August, September.
We're looking to get that done.
I'm looking forward to it, probably. And don't call me to MC this year.
We have a proper guest speaker this time.
Probably. I'll be a participant. Put me on the list. Put me on the list.
Absolutely.
I'll try to be there. I got it.
Okay, let us just say the workshops come about because we realize putting smiles to people's faces and helping them is not only by giving them something
to eat, to drink,
or many material things. We realize people smile by us just talking to them. People get to vent. So we decided to touch the youth just to help them. Last year our workshop was Hopeful Youth. Just to help them with schools, picking the career, helping them along the journey.
Speaking subjects as well, because we had some younger students in there as well, probably Form 3 there about. And again, that's a difficult time. I could clearly remember Form 3 at SMC. I'm going to be real with you. I try to relate to some of these things because I had my own struggles as well. I saw a class at SMC on Facebook this week. There's a problem now at the school with merits, right? Because the students are doing so well, apparently, that
they're not getting the merit.
They didn't have enough merit badge. I think a few years ago, the convent had a similar issue, and they had to raise the merit percentage from 80 to 85. So probably SMC needs to do a similar thing, probably. But I mean, it's a joke, but I'm saying that we had struggles at the time at school. One of the struggles was, again, picking subjects. I did not pick a single foreign language for CXC. I'm serious. I felt I was horrible at it, right? I didn't pick it. I think I was okay at French, you know, but I couldn't do it, you know, and that's not my thing. I'm probably better at doing the sciences and so forth. And I remember physics. I was not the strongest in physics, but at the time I wanted to be a doctor, and I had to do physics as, you know, because you get the career. And I think after the fourth form, I wanted to drop physics off completely. And then Mr. Seward at the time told me that, you're a DJ, you need physics to be a DJ. It's a joke. And I said, oh, that you need physics to be a DJ, right? And he was very right, right? I didn't need physics.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
but at the same time, keep the subject. Don't drop the subject. If you start something,
finish it off.
And I think sometimes we need to help students in that respect. Probably me giving that story to a Form 4 class struggling with physics would probably try to, you know, push them to
continue the subject.
I mean, and I see it every day because again, as the youngest lecturer at SAFA when I started off, and you would see students coming to me that not necessarily in my class would ask me a question. I'd be like, but why are you coming to me? Go to your teacher instead. Don't come to me. And they would say that, but sir, you're not as
rigid, as strict.
Yeah.
And you'd be able to more relate.
Relate. And I think relatability is a big thing. So mm-hmm. when you see youth helping out youth, right, it's a fantastic thing. It's a good start because people could piggyback off some of the work you do and say, hey, Miss Brown, TT, Titania, Mr. Diodoni, hey, as I made doing all them things there, I want to be like him. Yeah. You understand? But we have a lot of issues, and that issue is sometimes mobilizing and getting people out. And I think it's not only Hope having that issue, because I'm a part of a non-profit, a Christian group called Youth Encounter in Christ at the cathedral. And some of the issues we face as well is getting youth to continuously come. I was part of a Bible study group. Every single Friday, my mother would send me to Bible study. So I happened to know a bit of the Bible. But it was not only about the Bible, you know. Mm-hmm. It was about a number of different topics, right? Yeah. So we would learn about, for example, finance, right? We would learn about careers, right? And that's mm-hmm. some of the things you put into a youth program so that people could, you know, get something that they don't necessarily get at home, or they probably won't necessarily just find on the internet, but something that you could help them to grow holistically and in different aspects. So yes, it was a Christian group, but we did not do only Christian things, right? So similarly with Hope, right? I think that probably with the upcoming activity in September or August, that's some of the things that probably could be put into that program. To mm-hmm. help, you know, make it a little more well-rounded, so to speak, right? Yeah. I mean, we have prayers, you know, that's a good start. We start with prayers at the National Anthem. But, you know, there's always a little bit more that can be done, mm-hmm. all right? Yes. So I'm going to give you all that too. That's free advice. That's free game, right? That's free game.
Well, right? You're always there, so we always have you there.
Of course, right? My next question for you, can you give me your best example of the way that you've seen your work probably help someone? How has the projects that you guys have undertaken the past few years probably helped someone? Has anyone ever come to you and say, that had a lasting impact on me, something like that?
Yes, we did. I believe it was early last year, when the young lady house burnt. The young lady with the three of four children.
Oh, yeah, that's the one in, I can't remember where Denry. And we reached out and we sent down on a hamper.
Yes, we brought down clothes for the children, clothes for ourselves, and also
some food items.
Yeah, some food items.
So this scene, but I wasn't there physically. I contributed.
But seeing the photos.
But just seeing the photos and seeing her through the photos being so happy just to get some sort of...
Help. I think that these things are a bit fulfilling. That when you see your work in action, it really, you know, it really helps you. It pushes you or motivates you, right?
Yeah, it really
as the individual in the nonprofit actually want to do more.
Or sometimes even the little children, you give the back to school hamper. Mm-hmm. When they see you walking, they stop. They hug you, just for being thankful. They are good. They keep saying thank you every time you see them.
Even when we went to the children's home for Christmas,
yeah,
and just seeing the children's face light up because they've seen somebody new coming mm-hmm. and play with them and spending time with them. It's a joyful feeling to just see. And, you know, just spending like 10, 15 minutes or half an hour with the students, with the children, it's fulfilling them and it's fulfilling us at the same time. You understand?
You know, mm-hmm. I'll take that. I'll 100% take that. Okay, so if I am interested in becoming a member of Hope, how do I sign up for Hope?
Okay, so we use social media. So interested in joining, you can contact us on our social media page.
Hope_ 758 on Instagram.
Hold on, let me check for that before y'all give me something.
But hey guys, I tell you anything.
No, let me check that. Because sometimes people give me handles and I say the handle's not correct. Okay, fine. So it's _hope
It's the same thing. Okay, it runs up to the same thing.
Yeah. And I think a bit of interaction as well. You could see some of the work that you guys do underneath that. Hey, you're cutting grass as well.
That was one of our latest projects.
Okay. So again, we can head over to Instagram, guys, if you want to be a part of Hope. Of course, we're helping people endure. You could send a DM, right? And I'm pretty sure someone will respond to
her. Very quickly, or within 24 hours.
Okay, now my second question for you. How young are you taking members from? 16, 15, 13?
15 to 30.
Yeah. Extend that to 35 for me, please.
I got you.
Let's do 50. Let's 20. Let's do 15 to 35. Right.
I think
we could do that.
Yeah.
All right. So 50 to 35, you're interested in joining Hope, please just head over to Instagram @hope_758. Okay.
Participants in our organizations are family.
It's a Hope family.
Yeah. Hope it's family. Not an organization. It's a family.
But it's actually
for each other.
It's mainly females. So I need to get some more males.
We have males there.
No, but it's mainly females.
It's mainly females. You
understand? I could bet my bottom that the executive is.
Yes, I can.
It's almost only female. You understand? So, young men, please, let's find something to do. Let's see how we can give back.
I don't want to bring on that whole gang situation on here, but I feel with that being said, we need to. For example, that whole gang situation, I really hate that.
Mm-hmm. We really want to touch on it as really, a group, though, so touch.
Yeah. I feel like, I'm targeting the young men, basically, for them just to put down the weapons. Just stop that. Because what are paying for you in the end? There's some materialistic things that are there, and in 2 years down the time, it's gone. Mm-hmm. What is that doing for you? They ain't doing nothing. Put down the weapons. Come join Hope. Come join another non-profit organization and try and better yourselves, basically.
And better some of your situations. I mean, again, some of the backgrounds that people come from, I always say that it has an impact, and nonetheless, really you want to see people doing good. I don't necessarily want to. Yeah, but okay. The thing about it is this, right? As you grow up, right, as a child, when you would walk on the road, you would see those probably notorious with a given, you know what it was. Probably as a little boy, you'd know, mm-hmm. right? But now, as you grow up, you realize that the same people that went to school with me, right, are the ones that are sitting outside now on the block. That's the same people that are doing the that's where the violence is coming from. It's not coming from probably the. They're gone. You know, some of them, they're gone. You understand? Mm-hmm. You can say they retired. Some of them have passed. Mm-hmm. Right? But it's the young people. It's the people between the ages of 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, all the way to the 30 and 35. They are the ones. You understand? And, of course, we need to try to get...
Let's try and minimize that.
You understand? We try and form a minimalistic approach. We need to get out of that sort of thing. My final question for you is on support from the private sector. Do you feel support? I mean, I saw a lot of sponsorship in the last activity that you had last year, of course, the workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that you have received enough support from the private sector, or a bit of support from individual stakeholders, etc.?
Well, we are always grateful for any more support coming on. But before I say that, I want to say a big thank you to our sponsors we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
A big thank you very much. But I feel
we can get more.
No, because you mentioned a lot today. I'm not going to lie to tell you. And if you go through the Instagram page, you will see a number of different initiatives. Mm-hmm. That doesn't come from thin air. The money has to come from somewhere. And again, as a non-profit organization, one of the most important things is funding.
Yes.
Right? So where's the funding coming from? So I'm not asking you, but I'm just saying, if you're feeling the support, then that's a fantastic thing. And you also want to shout those people out. You want to say thank you to those individuals who continue to support you and probably will continue to support the organization in the years coming forward.
Okay, so for sure we want to shout out Blue Waters for always having our back, no matter the event.
Big up Blue Waters, same speed.
Miss Ogis, Jadel Ogis,
mm-hmm.
for not only does she send her support, but if she see we do something wrong or we could improve on it,
Either
she send us an email or she call her number on the email and say, hey, you could fix that, you could do better in that. So we really want to thank her. I think that's our two main ones. So now,
okay, well, I'll 100% take that. Of course, I want to ask, what's next for you guys? well, in the next 6 months, where can I see Hope? I'm hoping that, of course, a school back to school drive will be happening in August. Hopefully Christmas as well. I hope to see a
Christmas toy. Is always for the children, right? Always at the children's home.
A nice toy drive. And is that lastly a workshop? That's like I can expect before the year ends.
Yeah.
A workshop as well.
Yes.
So, like stated, hopefully we're going to get two activities done within the month of August. One being the back to school drive
and the workshop
within late August to early September. So we are targeting to get that done.
Okay, well, I mean, now is the time to start writing.
Our workshop is planned already, you know.
No, now is the time to start writing those letters. If those letters ain't out yet, fellas, start doing what you have to do.
We're going to start that. And I think it's really in the process of getting that done. Yeah. But, you know, just one
emails.
When they just go on some sponsors, you know, whoever wants to sponsor us,
that's but that's what we're looking for. Yes, you know, that's what we're looking for.
Call that phone, man.
You know, whoever wants to sponsor us, we'll never say no to any sponsorship. No, whoever wants to just come and support the Hope organization,
and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I just want to thank you so much for coming in. Of course, I will make mention of any future activities that you guys have.
Yeah.
I mean, Ms. Brown is my. How should I say? She's my girl. You understand? Whatever she does, I always try to assist. And of course, we will see you guys around. Of course, I want to see more posting, more social media, pulling you, trying to get and attract young people trying to get them to buy into the idea. I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing, and I want to wish you the best moving forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. It's another edition of Youth Unplugged brought to you by the Bank of Senegal. Head over to BOSL today and ask them about the investment fund. My name is Khalid Vidal. I'll see you guys again on Saturday. Jam Saturdays with Maureen. And of course, next week, Thursday, God willing, for another edition of Youth Unplugged.